This is Ronald Coleman, inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour, Favorite Story.
Half an hour on the radio lends itself especially well to the short story. And there are many in our favorite story lists which are among the best. On this series, you may hear the great short stories of Kipling, Stevenson, Barrie, Edgar Allan Poe, all masters of this form of storytelling. And if we had a marquee in front of our favorite story theater, we might have its lights blazing to announce what many have called the greatest short story ever written, The Necklace by Guy de Maupassant. Out at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, Miss Greer Garson told us that she loves all the stories of this distinguished French author, but The Necklace is her particular choice. As Mathilde Loisel, we present a splendid actress, Heather Angel, whom you'll remember on the screen in the Academy Award-winning production of The Informer. Co-starred with Miss Angel is the accomplished actor Hans Conried, whom you've heard on many favorite stories. Here they are, in Greer Garson's favorite story, Act One.
Isn't it odd, Mathilde, that you and I have been in Paris together for 3 years and never met? Not at a single party?
Well, I don't go to many parties, Madame Forestier.
Madame Forestier, indeed. Come now. I must be Catherine, as in the old days at school, and you will always be Mathilde. Are you happily married?
Yes, quite.
You said your husband had a government position, Mathilde.
In the Ministry of Education.
Oh, now that is strange. I know almost all of the directors in the ministry, but I don't recall a Monsieur Loisel.
Oh, well, my husband isn't a director.
Oh?
He's a clerk. Nothing but a poor, underpaid clerk. Oh, there's no sense in trying to pretend, Catherine. I don't belong in your world. I shouldn't even try to peek in the window to look at the splendor and the elegance that you have all around you. I'd better leave.
No, stay, Mathilde.
Don't be kind to me. You have your servants and your carriages, your dinner parties to attend to. Don't bother about me.
Oh, Mathilde, do you think I would cut short our friendship because your husband is a clerk?
I don't know.
Sit down, my dear. Tell me, are you very unhappy?
Oh, Katrina, I cannot endure the life that I have to go through. The dirty walls, the worn-out chairs, and the ugly curtains. Katrina, I was born for a house like this. High ceilings and tapestries and crisp, clean linen. And footmen in knee breeches.
Oh, Mathilde, even tapestries get dirty, and footmen are a nuisance.
You have all these things. They're yours. But tell me, have you ever had to haggle with the butcher over pennies, or wear the same shoes until the leather fell apart? Have you?
Well, things will change.
For the worse, no doubt. Oh, I'm sorry. I know I'm a spoiled child. I shouldn't have come to see you, Catherine. It only makes going back all the harder. I'll not come again.
If there's anything I can ever do for you...
You're very kind. Goodbye, Catherine.
Mathilde. Mathilde, I'm home. Mathilde.
Oh, Mathilde, what's the trouble?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, really.
Were you crying because the mailman didn't bring you the moon?
You're laughing at me.
No, I'm not laughing. What happened today to make you sad?
Oh, I went to see my old school friend, Madame Forestier.
Oh.
Pierre, this afternoon I've been with people who live. And then I come back to this hovel and I die again.
Mathilde, count your blessings.
My blessings.
Our house is warm. Our food is good. We are in debt to no one. If we are not the richest people in the world, we're not the poorest either.
What a sheep you are, Pierre.
Well, if I am a sheep, it was not my choice. That is what they made of me. And remember, a sheep can love as well as a tiger. Is that not so?
I'm ashamed, Pierre. You are good, and you know I love you.
Oh, what's the matter with me? You and your tears have made me forget all about it. You want some gay living, Mathilde? Here is our passport to the brightest evening we've ever spent together.
What?
Here, open it, open it. I'll wager there's something in that envelope to cheer you up. Go on, read it.
The Minister of Education requests the pleasure of the company of Monsieur and Madame Loisel at a ball to be given at the Ministry on Monday next.
Well, I had great difficulty getting that invitation. It's very select. Only a few of them go to the clerks. But think of it, Mathilde. You will see all of the really big people. We don't have a chance to go out often, my darling, and I... What's the matter?
What do you expect me to wear to this great occasion?
Oh, is there anything wrong with the dress you wear to the theater? It always looks very nice to me.
I couldn't wear that shabby little rag to a real ball, where all the directors' wives will be dressed in silks and velvet.
Oh, well, I hadn't thought about that.
There's nothing so humiliating as looking poor in the middle of a lot of rich women. No, Pierre. I'd rather not go.
Oh, Mathilde.
Give the invitation to some of your friends, whose wife has the proper clothes for such affairs.
Look here, Mathilde. How much would it cost?
A dress?
Something that would be suitable for the ball, but which you could wear also on other occasions. Something very simple. How much would it cost?
Oh, I don't know exactly. I think I could do it on 400 francs.
So much? Merely for a dress?
It must be stylish. You don't want to be ashamed of me.
400 francs is... great deal of money. Will it make you happy, Mathilde?
I shall be the happiest woman at the ball.
Very well. But try to get a really nice dress for the money.
Well, shall I uncover my eyes now?
Yes. Oh, no. Oh. Wait till I get this hem. There. Now you can look at me.
Oh. Why... this cannot be Mathilde Loisel, wife of that poor clerk in the Ministry of Education. This must be some duchess or a princess or a queen. She looks to be worth a million francs.
Oh, no. She looks to be worth nothing.
How can you say that? Not even the minister's wife will look as radiant as my Mathilde.
What shall I wear for jewels?
Huh? Jewels? Who notices such things?
Everyone. I dare not go to the ball without a single piece of jewelry.
Mathilde? I don't think that I can afford such...
I know. Huh? I know where I can get some jewels.
Will you pluck them from a diamond tree in the public park?
No, Pierre. I'm going out to make a call. I'll be back in an hour or sooner.
Choose, my dear.
Oh, Catherine, I hate to impose on you, but this is such an important ball and I've no jewels to wear. Oh. May I take any one of these? Oh,
several, if you like.
These pearls. No, I don't think they blend with my complexion. Oh, what is that in the black satin case?
A necklace.
May I see it?
I don't know why not.
Oh, a diamond necklace. I'd never seen anything so cold and so warm. What will they say when they see me at the ball with this about my neck? Oh, may I borrow it, Catine, please? Just the diamond necklace.
Of course. Wear it with grace, Mathilde, for I shall be looking for you at the ball.
Monsieur dirty evil, and la comtesse dirty evil, le baron Dubois, madame and monsieur Loisel.
Madame Loisel, may I have the pleasure of the first dance with you?
But yes, monsieur Loisel, I shall be honored. Watching us, everyone. They're looking at us.
No, Mathilde. They're looking at you.
Madame Forestier.
Yes, Monsieur the Minister?
Who is that enchanting creature dancing with one of my clerks?
Where? Oh, the girl with the diamond necklace, Monsieur.
I must know her name.
She is Mathilde Loisel. Enjoying yourself, Monsieur Loisel?
Yes, madame, but I'm not used to these late hours. I must be at my desk in the ministry at 8, you know.
Your wife is making a score of conquests.
Is she?
Well, that was her third dance with our host, the minister.
Do you think she's having a good time?
I'm sure of it.
Well, that is all that matters.
Shouldn't have taken the cab, Pierre. You know that.
Why, it's only a few more francs. We may as well finish off the evening in grand style.
Do you know, I can't believe it. This has been the most glorious night of my life.
Mathilde.
Yes?
Where is it?
Where is what?
The necklace. Oh, you put it away in your bag. It's very wise.
No, I didn't.
It's not around your neck.
Must have slipped off. It's in the folds of my cloak.
Well, look for it.
Pierre, it's not here. I haven't got it.
You were wearing it when you left the ballroom, I remember.
Perhaps it's on the floor of the cab. Or here in the cushions. Yes.
No. Nothing.
It's gone. I've lost it. It's gone.
Driver, turn around at once. Take us back to the Ministry of Education as fast as you can. We must find the necklace.
Borrow something of great value, and you always worry about the possibility of losing it. Well, that's the tragedy which faces Pierre and Mathilde in the second act of Greer Garson's favorite story, The Necklace. Mathilde has had a glorious evening at the ball until she suddenly finds that her borrowed necklace is missing. Frantically, the couple rush back to the deserted ministry.
Pierre!
Did you find it?
No. I was just remembering. I couldn't have lost it here on the stairs. I remember touching it with my fingertips as we came down together.
Well, I've searched every inch of the ballroom. I've looked in the cushions of every chair.
But a diamond necklace cannot disappear, dissolve into nothingness.
It is getting light now. I shall go over the ground we walked.
What will happen if we do not find it, Pierre?
You'd better go home. Try to sleep. I will come home when I have news.
Didn't you? You found.
I'm sorry, Mathilde.
Where have you been all day?
Searching, looking in gutters, along curbstones, scratching in cracks of the pavement, pawing through piles of refuse. Nothing.
I ripped every thread out of my new dress. I thought the diamonds might have slipped into the hem or the lining. Nothing.
We must have more time. More time. Go to your friend, Madame Forestier. Tell her that you can't return the necklace right away.
I'll say the clasp was broken.
And you took it to a jeweler to be repaired. Yes, that'll give us a few days more, and we can advertise in the newspapers.
lost her diamond necklace in the vicinity of the Ministry of Education on Monday evening. Reward, 1,000 francs.
I put that advertisement into 3 different papers.
But 1,000 francs, Pierre. How can we afford to pay a reward of 1,000 francs?
Mathilde, how can we afford to pay for a diamond necklace?
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, what are we going to do, Pierre?
We must see about replacing the necklace.
Let me see the case.
Here it is.
Ah, yes. This is from our establishment.
We wish to replace the string of diamonds which came in this case.
Well, can you describe it?
There was a silver clasp, and the diamonds grew larger near the middle of the string. It was there, on that velvet cloth. That string looks almost exactly like it.
This string, madame? Ah, madame has the true eye for beauty. This is our prize, the most beautiful necklace in our entire stock.
I think it's identical.
What is the price of this diamond necklace, please?
This necklace? A great bargain, monsieur. 36,000 francs.
Where can we raise 36,000 francs? It's a fortune, Pierre.
We can sell the furniture for a good price.
Shall we live in bare rooms, then?
There is no choice. The minister may give me an advance on my salary.
It is not enough.
Not half enough.
The rest?
I'll borrow it.
Where?
We have friends, Mathilde. I have the reputation of an honest man.
Our friends are not wealthy.
We'll have to mortgage everything. We must move to cheaper lodgings.
We will be in debt for years.
We've no choice.
There is a choice. I'll go to Madame Forestier and tell her what happened. She's rich. She has everything.
Mathilde, she lent the necklace to you in friendship, in confidence. We have a moral obligation.
Shall we sacrifice everything for a moral obligation?
Yes. We have very little, Mathilde. We may be poor, but we have the respect of every human being whose life we touch. The word, the signature of Pierre Loisel is honored everywhere. I am not a cheat. If I am nothing else, I am an honest man.
And for your honesty, you are willing to pay such a price?
It may be all that shall remain to me, my honesty. But I cannot change. Even though we sell our very souls to the moneylenders, Mathilde, we must do the right thing, the honest thing. We must replace the necklace.
Catherine.
Oh. Hello, Mathilde. You're bringing back my diamonds?
Yes. Thank you for letting me wear them.
You should have returned the necklace sooner. I might have needed it.
Did Madame Forestier notice? Did she know there was a substitution?
She didn't even open the case.
Oh, good. Good. Now we must set to work repaying our debts. We must live in one room. Found a very reasonable place, Mathilde. On the Street of the Martyrs.
On the Street of the Martyrs?
Yeah.
I will return the party dress to the seamstress.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid there will be no more parties. No more compliments from ministers and barons.
No more waltzes in our lives. No more music.
At least until we've repaid the 36,000 francs.
And how long will that take? 5 years?
Oh, no. More nearly 10.
10?
We must pay the interest as we go along, you know. The payments each month on our promissory notes will be more than my salary from the ministry. I shall have to get some work to do at night, bookkeeping or copying. You can do laundry, perhaps, Mathilde, or some housework a few days a week.
Pierre, I was born for...
How many people, Mathilde, are permitted to live the lives that they were born for?
Thank you.
22 francs. There, monsieur.
Thank you, monsieur Loisel. That closes our account.
Oh, shush, please. My wife is sleeping.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it will seem strange not to be coming here any longer.
You've been our most regular caller for many years.
Let me think. You made your loan from us when my father had the business, I believe.
That is correct, monsieur.
My father's been dead for 11 years.
And I've been dead for 14.
You have been... I do not understand.
A bad joke, my friend. For 14 years, I've owed you money. You and a score of others, but... it's all paid back now. 36,000 francs and as much again in interest. But it's paid. And Pierre Loisel is resurrected from the dead.
Well, you have been slow in meeting your obligations, monsieur. Very slow. But you have met them. And you are an honest man.
I thank you, sir. I thank you humbly.
Well, good night, sir. Remember me to your wife.
I will do, sir. I did not want to wake her. She's had a hard day, you
know. Oh, I think you made a mistake in your payment, Monsieur Loisel.
Huh?
You gave me 1 franc too much. This coin is yours.
Fine.
Good night, Monsieur Loisel.
This coin is mine. It belongs to me.
Mathilde, we have 1 franc. 1 franc that is all our own.
What is it?
Look at it. Listen to it, Mathilde. Ours. Everything's paid. All the debts, everything. For years, other people's money has lingered in our palms for a second or two and then traveled on. But this franc is ours. Mathilde, to spend as we like.
Oh. It is for this that you wake me.
How shall we spend it, my darling? It must be something completely useless, completely vain. I know. Flowers, Mathilde. Flowers for my charming wife.
What a fool you are. All flowers have died for me long ago. Or do they have roses now, the color of ashes, to blend with my hair? One moment, madame.
Yes?
How are you, Catherine?
I don't know you.
I know you, Catherine. 14 years have scarcely changed you at all.
You must be mistaken.
I'm not mistaken. Please do not be embarrassed because an old scrubwoman stops you in the street and speaks to you as a friend.
Who? Can you...
We were friends once, Madame Forestier. We went to school together.
Oh, dear Lord. Is it Mathilde? Mathilde Loisel?
Not really. Just a remnant.
What's happened to you?
Do you remember the ball at the Ministry of Education?
Which ball? I go to so many.
There was only one for me. The one for which I borrowed your diamond necklace.
Oh, of course. I remember very well.
I lost it.
You... Oh, how could you? You brought it back.
I brought you another necklace. Just like it. It cost 36,000 francs, Catherine. A large sum of money in my world. My husband and I gave up everything to pay the price of the replacement. We mortgaged our lives. I have the grit of other people's kitchens in my fingernails and in my knees the splinters from other people's floors. I've worked hard, and my husband has worked without rest, Catherine, for 14 years. To pay for your diamond necklace. But it's done. The money's paid. The books are closed.
Oh.
And now you know.
My poor Mathilde. The necklace you borrowed was worth at the most a few hundred francs. It was made of paste.
You You've been listening to Heather Angel and Hans Conried in our favorite story dramatization of Guy de Maupassant's The Necklace. Did you suspect that the necklace might be an imitation? Well, if you did, perhaps you already knew Monsieur de Maupassant's story and count it as one of your own favorites. Our thanks to all the members of the cast and to Claude Sweeten, who composed and conducted the music. This was the favorite story of Miss Greer Garson, soon to be seen in another picture from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the studio which brings to the screen so many of your favorite stories.
Next week, fantasy, and as charming an Irish yarn as ever met your ears. It's a story of leprechauns and love, called Jamie Freel. It stars a young man fresh from the famous Abbey Theatre in Dublin, Mr. Sean McGlory. And it was picked by Hollywood's favorite Irishman, Mr. Barry Fitzgerald. When Favorite Story brings you Jamie Freel next week at this time, sure and we hope you'll be listening.